Welcome to Tales of Bedlam. I'm your host, Micah.
Hello, I am Inigo Montoya.
And that's...
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
And that's your other host. This is Tales of Bedlam, and we read to you stories from all over the world.
We did Grimm Brothers for a long time.
Yes.
And now we've branched out.
Mm-hmm. And today we're doing a Native American tale called A Woman in Search of a Mate.
A Woman in Search of a Mate. And this is a North American Native American. Because there's two Americas, you know.
Did I say? I said Native American. I apologize. Yeah. Northern Native American. But first, we have some breaking news. This is so exciting.
Breaking news.
Yes.
This just in. Tales of Bedlam will have their own booth at VisionCon. Yes, VisionCon is a show much like Comic-Con, but very vision-y.
It's the same thing. Oh my gosh. It's just in Springfield, Missouri, instead of wherever they have the other one, California.
Yes. VisionCon is our version here in the Midwest of Comic-Con, and we have a booth there.
It's huge.
May 10th, 11th, and 12th, you'll be able to come and visit your hosts, us truly.
I'll be there.
Micah and Bubba.
Bubba. I'll even put pants on.
We'll be doing interviews. We'll be giving out.
We'll be giving out sloppy kisses.
We'll be giving out stickers. Dustin will be giving out autographs.
I love to autograph things.
Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're in our area of Springfield, Missouri, check us out on our website. We have more information at talesofbedlam.com, even a link to purchase tickets.
Yay!
Without further ado, let's start our story. A Woman in Search of a Mate.
Sweet.
A young woman lived alone on the bank of a large river. One day she thought,
I am old enough to have a husband. It is lonely here by myself.
She oiled her hair, painted her face red,
sweet,
put on her best clothes, and went to a spring. She dipped up a bucket of water and, looking in it, said,
I am nice enough for any man.
I am approving of the confidence. So far, this is good. I don't know about the oiled hair, but I'm liking the confidence. Then she started off along the bank of the river that ran through a forest. Toward midday, she came to a place where she saw signs of people living near, and seating herself on a log, she began to sing.
I wonder if any man around here wants a wife. I wonder if any man around here wants a wife.
That's just amazing. Soon, one far off in the forest answered, I want a wife. I want a wife.
Then the woman sang back,
What will we live on? What will we live on when we live together?
And he sang,
We will live on moss.
Moss? Moss. Interesting.
And she, singing, answered,
I couldn't live on moss.
This is so weird.
I am too good for such coarse food. I'm a nice-looking girl.
You go, girl. Again, with confidence. Just like, stick your moss in your ear, dude. Too hot for that.
You gotta provide something better.
Again, she traveled along the river, the bank of the river. It was near sunset, and when the young woman came to a place where she saw signs of people living near, she seated herself on a log and sang,
I wonder if any man around here wants a wife. I wonder if any man around here wants a wife.
Pick these songs. We have to sing all the time. Someone not far off answered, singing, I want a wife. I want a wife.
Then she sang,
What will we live on? What will we live on? What will we live on when we live together?
And he, singing, answered,
"We will live on hawthorn berries and roots."
Oh.
She sang,
"I cannot live on hawthorn berries and roots. I am too good for such food. I'm a nice looking girl."
Get him.
Too.
Oh, man. I like the story so far. This is amazing, other than the singing.
Thanks.
What is this, some kind of musical land?
Sure is.
Can we just talk to each other?
It's Northern Native American.
Weird.
I think that we should take a short break to rest my vocal cords.
Yeah, me too.
And let's listen to one of our...
Oh, we've had some amazing feedback on our line. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes.
And as promised, you get to be on the podcast.
You want to queue up a call?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
This is Bubba, and I had one of them there donkey cabbages, and I was a donkey for 24 hours, and I didn't like it at all, and I need a refund immediately. Call me back.
Well, Bubba.
Oh my gosh, Bubba. There was a disclaimer on that commercial, and you might want to go back and listen to it again.
That would have been on Cat and Mouse.
Cat and Mouse. So go back and listen to that again, and then...
listen to that commercial.
Yeah.
And listen to the end of the commercial where we had the disclaimers where we don't care.
That's not entirely true at all. But we let you know there might be some adverse effects, and we can't be responsible for that. So just order another one. Next one will be better, I promise.
If you don't like being an ass, then maybe you should not eat the cabbages.
It's very true.
Well, let's take another call.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
So, we just got done listening to the Clever Hans, and here is some commentary from a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old about how not so clever Hans was. What are your thoughts, Lydia, 9 years old?
He's kind of like, he didn't really understand his mother, because when he was doing the things, his mother was telling him to do those next time when he gets that stuff, not the next newest thing that he gets.
Right. What are your thoughts, Allison? Seven?
That he's not so clever.
That he's not so clever? What makes him not so clever?
The first thing his mother tells him to do with the thing, he does with the next thing.
Yeah, right. What was the funniest part of it? What was, like, the most bizarre part of what he did?
Throwing the eyes at the girl.
You thought throwing the eyes at the girl after his mother told him?
I think the funniest part was when he got a cow on top of his head. I don't know how, but he did.
And why on earth would he put bacon on a rope? Of course the dogs were going to eat it. And even if he got it home, would it be any good? Because it'd been dragging the ground. Silly Hans, not so clever.
Not so clever.
Well, thank you, Lydia and Allison.
Oh, that was amazing and full of truth. How did he get his cow on his head?
That is a mystery.
I think I said the same thing when we were reading that.
Clever Hans was our 24th episode.
If you missed that one, it's a good one. You need to go back and listen to it.
And I agree with you, Lydia. Cows do not belong on your head.
Yeah. And there's no reason to be throwing eyes.
No, no.
Any kind of eyes.
And Hans was so not clever. So if you missed that episode, why don't you check out episode 24, Clever Hans.
24, Clever Hans.
You can listen to that on our website at talesofbedlam.com. Mm-hmm. Click on the archive tab in the upper right-hand corner, and you can listen to all our episodes.
Everyone. They're all there. Thank you so much, girls, for calling in.
And please call again.
Call back
anytime. If you would like to talk to us at any time, call 417-501-4681. Leave us a message, and you can be on our show.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Give it away.
They already knew.
No, they didn't. They have no idea. Where were we, Destin?
I don't know. We were singing.
Yeah, so she didn't want hawthorn berries and roots.
Or moss.
So basically she said, I'm just too good looking. I don't need you and your hawthorn berries and roots.
Wow. Apparently she's from Dixie. But yeah, that's where we were. She's too good for that crap. She needs some good stuff. The young woman traveled on till dusk then, seeing signs of someone having been a short time before. She seated herself on a log and sang.
I wonder if any man around here wants a wife. I wonder if any man around here wants a wife.
I'm close by, someone sang. I want a wife. I want a wife. You suck. You know that?
And she singing, and she singing asked, what will we live on? What will we live on when we live together in the apartment over the oak tree?
What? You've gone off script again. Oh my gosh. See, that's how I get lost. And he sang back, when we live together, we will live on seeds.
Yes.
Singing, she answered, that is the food I like. Seeds are nice and soft.
Is there no talking in the story? Did they sing to each other the whole time? Oh my gosh. The singer, hearing her answer, was pleased. He came and sat on the log by her side, and singing, asked,
did you understand my song when you asked what we would live on?
That was rhyming. That was nice.
When we live together.
She singing answered, yes, yes, yes. Seeds I love, seeds. They are sweet and soft seeds.
No moss, no hawthorn berries or roots, but seeds are fine. Seeds are lovely and soft. Then the two flew off along the bank of the river and ever since have lived happily together, the first birds of spring. The first man to answer the young woman's call was a deer. Moss. Okay, I got it now. The second was a bear. The third was a bird like herself.
And now I must confess, Dustin, I changed the name of this story so it wouldn't give that cool ending away.
What was the name of the story?
The actual name of the story was not a woman in search of a mate, but it was a bird in search of a mate.
Oh, that's just cheap. Nobody likes a trickster. A bird. It was the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I don't think you had to change the name, but that was a clever twist.
I thought it was a cool story.
The third was a bird like herself. Well, that makes a lot more sense now. I was wondering about the seed thing.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. And moss and hawthorn berries and roots.
Well, that made sense. She didn't want those. She was too pretty.
Yeah, I'm but a pretty what bird. Man offers that? You'd well, think there'd you be a man that offers some venison or buffalo.
Listen to the stories that we read. You never know what they're going to offer for the woman.
But this is like one of the very rare stories that we've read that has had a good ending. No one died.
Right. They didn't kill anybody along the way.
Mm-hmm. No suicides, no cannibalism, no witches and orgs.
You like it. See? We're civilized in North America.
Oh, ouch!
Civilized people. They weren't savage and beating their kids. And
well, now that we have an alienated everyone that does not live in North America.
Oh, no, they're fine.
So don't forget, we had some awesome news. Come see us at VisionCon here in Springfield, Missouri, if you live close.
Indeed.
May 10th, 11th, and 12th. Check out our website for more information at talesofbedlam.com. Oh, and thanks again, Lydia and Allison, for that awesome call.
And Bubba.
And Bubba. Don't forget to check out our episode 24, Clever Hans, if you had not. Thanks and good night.
Bye. Song story. We have to sing every line. That was a good story.